Jack Sprat could eat no fat, and his wife could eat no lean, but all that can be said of that does not compare to the following scene. For the Lady Dawn had laid the table with a cloth so long and white for a banquet, so that she might be able to savor all, but most of all, the last bite. The last bite is what matters most, the Lady Dawn once said to me. She raised her gilded glass in a toast to the pursuit of measured ecstasy. The servants brought tray after tray, so carefully and adoringly prepared. But after every sultry sauce and Florentine fillet, the Lady Dawn was becoming quite scared. I praise thee, said the Lady Dawn to her cooks as she helped herself to thirds. Every morsel has been as good as it looks, but the last bite, I insist, the last bite, defy any words. Still, we must increase the portions, she said with a quivering cry, of magnanimous proportions, until I'll be unable to deny the last bite, the last bite. I have gorged past my limit. A war waged between lust and fright. Though my heart may not be in it, I must go forward into the night. Forward, forward. Bring it to me, my servants. She sighed. I cannot move. So you must serve me. Serve me the last bite. And there it appeared at the end of a spoon, a cream-coated truffle as white as the moon. The servant wiped her fevered tears and mopped her dripping brow, and that which she sought for so many years was finally happening now. The last bite, the best bite, the greatest bite of all. And it was indeed. It was indeed the greatest sensation she ever enjoyed. It was the divinest pleasure she ever knew, or she thought, even as she clutched the lapels of her coat, for now her face was turning blue. The sweet truffle had lodged itself in her throat. This terrible incident is still recalled, though many the years have gone, the night and the fright of that very last bite, when the dusk called away the Lady Dawn. This is Fireside Mystery Theater. Kind listeners, to a very different kind of gathering for this Thanksgiving season. If you've come here this evening for a warm and pleasant experience, well, you're in luck. The kind of luck you get when you break off the long end of the wishbone. You see, we're overjoyed that you made a reservation for our annual Feast of Fear, when we are eager to serve you. Whether your thing is small umami bites or death by chocolate, you'll find that our corrupt kitchen can whip up anything you like, made to order. What do they say? What do you say, my dears? Relax as we preheat the oven and put those worries and cares on the back burner while we dig into our first course. A little amuse-bouche, we like to call. A little butter, a little salt. Dear.
Extreme. My dear, my darling, it's simply the way of the gastronomers.
I'd still like to know where it is we are going.
What does it matter?
Why the secrecy? And why are we riding in an armored vehicle with no windows?
Well, they've made it very comfortable for all of us back here, wouldn't you say? It's like a mobile condo. And they've provided us reasonably well-stocked bar in this vehicle, so you shouldn't be too upset. It's the level of class I've come to expect from this club. Would you like a drink, Teresa? Come on, say yes.
Vodka, lime and soda, please.
You know, you being the newest member of the club should not put you at any disadvantage, Teresa.
What do you mean?
Well, I'd like to think that you're not just a member because you're my fiancé. I mean, you've proven yourself.
Hey, I'd like one of those, too.
Is there any beer in there?
Hey, Jake and Roberta, I think I can accommodate both of you.
Thanks. I wonder what the Dandy Weathers have planned for us tonight.
Well, I'll admit this all feels a little sinister for a culinary club outing. I don't like being closed up in this armored vehicle like this.
And this nasty weather sure doesn't make it seem any less ominous. Mm. Thanks, Hamish, that looks divine.
You're welcome, my dear Roberta. But that's what this club is all about, isn't it? To be a gastronomer means not just welcoming adventure, but giving it a full and loving embrace.
You know, like all of us here, I love to eat. The more adventurous, the better. But this does seem a tad, forgive my saying so, a bit absurd. I mean, if they don't want us to know the location of this rendezvous, they could just blindfold us, right?
Well, that wouldn't be secure enough. You could always sneak a peek through a blindfold, right? There's absolutely no way to see where we're going this way, but we could still travel in style.
If they didn't want me to see anything at all they would have to do is remove my glasses. I'm more or less legally blind without them. I wonder, what could we be dining on tonight that calls for such secrecy?
We've eaten everything known and sometimes unknown to man. It's become impossible to shock us anymore.
Right? I mean, really, where can we go from here at this point?
Ladies! Why do I hear so many discordant notes of doubt? It's starting to become a regular symphony of skepticism in here. I ask you, has the Gastronomers Club ever let us down?
What's the most thrilling thing in my life? That I could tell you, next to you, of course, that is Roberta.
Being part of this club means a lot to us as well. Beyond the obvious culinary adventures, it's also proved invaluable for networking.
Beats playing those boring old games of golf, I can tell you that.
Whoa! Oh, my drink! I've spilled.
Hey, you, driver! Easy on those brakes!
Well, I guess this means we've arrived.
Good evening, all. Thank you for joining us for this very special evening. When my wife, Eliza, and I founded this club 20 years ago, we had no notion whatsoever of the astounding places it would take us.
Or the wonderful friends we would make along the way. To celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Gastronomers Club, we really wanted to go, well, all out.
To create a dining experience like no other.
We apologize for making everyone come out here under such conditions.
The weather and all the secrecy.
This better be good, Dandy Weather.
Coming up with something truly unique for tonight was quite a special challenge. But we pursued the task with extra zest and zeal.
The challenge was, what kind of gift does one give to the club member who has already had it all?
Needless to say, we gave it a lot of thought. And I think you're going to like... No, love what we have on tonight's menu. Particularly the entree.
Beloved members, may we first introduce to you tonight's chef. We flew him in all the way from Vienna. You might recall him from that excursion from a few years back when he prepared that oh so succulent braised chimpanzee. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our distinct pleasure to welcome back Chef Dieter Lang.
Why, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Dunderweather. I am so pleased and honored to be reunited here with you tonight for this very special occasion.
Oh, we absolutely adore you, Chef Lang. Before we bring out the main attraction, can you give us a preview of the other items on tonight's menu?
Certainly, Frau Dunderweather. For the appetizers, we have pickled Elysian lamb's eyeballs, with a delicious ox blood reduction dipping sauce.
Mmm, how wonderful.
And for the first course, we have Siberian tiger tenderloin, served with Peary Farms organic artichokes, stuffed with live silkworms.
Silkworms in the artichokes, that's genius.
Peary's Farm, those artichokes are the best. Oh, they're so hard to find out of season, too.
My mouth is watering.
Remember, honey, how scared I was the first time we tried live silkworms? But then after I had a couple of bites, I was hooked.
Yes, dear. You were a brave girl. Pay attention. What's about to happen now?
Thank you, Chef Lang. And now, I'd like to present to you the person who really made tonight possible. Can we have a nice big gastronomer's welcome for Ms. Ludmila Savich? Well, Ludmila, as I mentioned, it is you we have to thank for tonight's main course. Before we unveil it, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Dandyweather. First, allow me to say thank you to you and Mrs. Dandyweather for your very generous endowment to the Halcyon Foundation, a privately funded organization that is making great strides each day in the advancements of genetics and stem cell research. As a show of our gratitude for your sizable and noteworthy endowment, we went to some extra lengths to make sure this special anniversary dinner is one never to be forgotten. Yes. Tonight's main course is something that was created in our labs, especially for the gastronomer's 20th anniversary dinner. It is quite unique. And it is safe to say that after tonight, you will never be in the presence of anything like it ever again.
You mean we get to eat this thing?
Sensational.
May we show them now?
Is everyone ready?
Yes.
All right, then. Raise the glass, Ludmila.
Did you forget the magic word, dear?
Oh, yes. Please, Ludmila.
Teresa! Calm down at this moment.
What on earth is that?
I can't. I just can't.
It is quite remarkable. How interesting. How shall I prepare it? There are so many options.
I can't tell. Is that a mammal or...
Or an insect or some kind? It's unbelievable.
It's looking at us with those huge eyes. Is that thing dangerous? It's... teeth.
Not to worry. It has been heavily sedated.
But look how it's shivering. Those eyes darting side to side. It knows.
I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Dandeweather, look, there's no prouder and bolder member of your club than I, but this is, and I think I may speak for some of the others here, this is too much.
Well, not the reaction I expected, my dear.
Nor I, my love. I must admit, this comes as a bit of a surprise, Roberta, sweetheart.
I can't, Mrs. Dandeweather.
Well, if you do not partake in this meal, if you leave this room, you will no longer be a member of this club. You know that, don't you?
Oh, just hold on. Wait a second.
I can't, Mrs. Dandeweather. This is too much, even for me.
Roberta, please. Just tough it out with me.
Sorry,
we can do this.
Jake.
Come on.
Mrs. Dandeweather, I can't. I'm sorry.
Roberta, darling, you know more than anything, well, we really want to see yours and Jake's new real estate venture come to fruition. I know you've counted on the financial support of certain club members.
Namely, us.
So please, sit down like a good girl, Roberta. Thank you. Now, Chef Lang, what do you think? How shall you prepare it?
And how shall we eat it?
From what I can see here, there are many options. I get the impression there's a lot of good flesh in the lower region of this little fellow. Or is it a little girl? I don't know.
It's neither, really.
But all that, what is that? That black fuzz?
That is not a problem. I can already see there's a lot of good meat here in this.
Easy now. You said he's sedated, Miss Evans?
It can't move very much. You'll be fine.
I don't think there's very much we can do with the wings.
Not to worry. It's not capable of flight.
I'm very excited for this opportunity. That much I can tell you.
Well, after a little thought, I think the best way to go is just to cook it very simply in a large saucepan, using nothing more than a little butter and a little salt.
I think it just got his finger!
Chef Lang, somebody help him!
Hey, where did that thing go?
It just slid off the table! Where did it go?
All right, to everyone, let's stay calm.
I thought you said it was sedated!
I saw it go out the door. It was lightning fast.
Who left the door open?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't tell me it got outside of this room. Come on, men. Take up weapons. This thing must not leave this house. Come, follow me. Hurry.
Wait.
They just left us here alone.
Yes, just you and me. Well, we have to get out of here somehow.
I want to, but where should we go? I have no idea where we are.
Yeah, I guess we can't call ourselves an Uber. Yes, could you please pick me up from this creepy compound in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the power just went out.
Oh, my God. Jake! Jake, where are you?
I'm going to lose it.
Oh, my God.
Roberta, please hold my hand.
I've got you.
Oh, this is a nightmare. I'm so scared.
Did you see something over there? Oh, in the lightning? It's just...
Oh, please, please, please don't let that be. He's in here with us! It's getting close to us.
Please, God. Is it?
Trying to say something.
Help. Is it trying to say... The power's back.
The lights are on.
Look.
Look at its eyes. It looks like it's
bleeding.
There's tears in its eyes.
There it is.
We got him now. Come on.
Come on. We can close in on it.
It's too tired to move. We have it now.
Knives out, gentlemen.
It cannot leave this house. There must be no trace of it after tonight. It must be killed and consumed. That is our agreement.
Not to worry, Ludmilla. We are most happy to oblige.
No!
Good evening.
No! 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 No!
To dream of caramel, to think of cinnamon, and long for you. It won't do to stir a deep desire, to fan a hidden fire that can never burn true. I know your name, I know your skin, I know the way these things begin. I don't know how I would live with myself, what I would give of myself if you don't go. La 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 la. So goodbye, sweet appetite. No single bite could satisfy. I know your name, I know your skin, I know the way these things begin, but I don't know how I would live with myself, what I would give of myself if you don't go, if you don't go. If you don't go, if you don't go.
That was the deliciously sultry and silky voice of Ms. Martina Da Silva singing the Suzanne Vega gem, Caramel. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Ali Silva in Something's in the Soup.
Why, Miss Ali Silva, back so soon? Is there a, how you say, problem? You look upset. Did you not enjoy your meal tonight at Leverne?
Oh, well, yes, yes, we all certainly did. But I have a major crisis on my hands.
You are so melodramatic, Ellie.
Can it, James? I lost one of my earrings.
So you lost an earring, you'll live.
Don't you two understand? I lost not just any old earring, but an original Fifth and Maiden handcrafted masterpiece.
Fifth and Maiden, sacre bleu!
We must find it.
What did it look like?
Well, look, see? It matches the one I'm still wearing.
Oh, hey, look, over there.
It's on the end of that lady's soup spoon.
Well, she's about to
eat it! No!
Lick off, Lichuk.
She's joking. Come on, Michael. Let's go. We can save her.
Yes, we'll save her. And my earring.
Me.
Oh, yeah, I got this. I learned this in Boy Scouts. Stand back.
You idiot! You just punched her in the throat! Move aside!
That is a lovely earring. This is a Fifth and Maiden creation.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Give him the pitch, why don't you, James?
Okay. You do see that I happen to be giving this person the Heimlich maneuver, right?
Oh, she'll be fine. You can pitch while you maneuver with you. Can't hurt, can't you?
Oh, I don't believe this. Fifth and Maiden offers wholesale, organic, luxury jewelry. Housewares that blend clean lines.
With a bit of shimmer.
Oh, with a bit of shimmer. Made with exquisite natural finds directly from the stunning California coastline. All Fifth and Maiden pieces are handcrafted in their San Diego studio.
I'll just spit out my earring. It's flying across the room.
Oh, I got it. Midair, baby.
Oh, nice catch, Michael.
To learn more about Fifth and Maiden, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.storenv.com. Fifth and Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
Uh. So, folks, while we're still in pitch mode, we want to take a moment to give special thanks to the wonderful crowdfunding platform Rocket Hub and Ovation TV, America's only arts network, for selecting us to be part of their Creative Studio Initiative. We're proud to announce that we overfunded our goal. So thanks to all of our lovely and fabulous funders for helping Fireside to fan the flames. Because of you, well, some very interesting and deliciously sinister things are about to happen. Also, please be aware, our beloved fellow cast member, Allison Gwynn. Miss Allison Gwynn, do give everyone a wave. She also has a campaign going with Rocket Hub and Ovation TV's Creative Studio for her own remarkable and brilliant show about her amazing Southern Appalachian grandmother and the country music she was reared on called The Legacy of Daisy Dean. So give her some love and support as she is still approaching her goal. It times out in just a few days with Wednesday, November 18th. So fund her too at rockethub.com. So yes, we've got so much to be thankful for this season. Namely, we are thankful that we are not the characters in our next thrilling radio play. Too Long at the Fair.
Mrs. Gilbert. Hi, I'm Dr. Alberts. Sorry to have kept you waiting.
Oh, that's okay. Wouldn't be a trip to the doctor without a wait. Gave me a chance to catch up on Us Weekly.
Good. Well, thank you for understanding. So, when was the last time you had a physical?
Well, it's been a while.
According to the forms you filled out, it's been 8 years.
Yes, I think that's right.
What brought you in for one after so long? Is anything bothering you in particular?
Well, no, not really. My company requires one for the life insurance benefits, and they just upped my coverage and need a doctor to sign off. Well, I have been feeling sluggish and a little short of breath.
Sluggish? Low energy or feeling sleepy?
Yes, both.
And do you exercise?
Clearly not.
Just a standard question I ask during a physical. I never make assumptions.
No, I don't exercise.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Mrs. Gilbert. According to the chart here, the nurse took down your weight and blood pressure, and the numbers are not in your favor.
Uh-huh.
You're at serious risk for developing hypertension or diabetes, if you haven't already, and your weight and BMI puts you well into the obese range.
Uh-huh.
This isn't a surprise to you, I take it.
No, Dr. Alberts. It's nothing I didn't expect.
The fact that you're here is a good sign. I can refer you to a nutritionist, and they can help you develop a plan to get back on track.
Thank you, Dr. Alberts. Is there anything else?
Well, we'll need to run some blood tests, too. It's a routine physical procedure. It'll give us a full picture of your health, your cholesterol, sugars, triglycerides, everything. I'll send the nurse in to draw blood, and then we'll go from there once we get the results.
Okay. Will the nurse give me the nutritionist information, too?
You can pick that up at the front desk on your way out.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Alberts.
Take care, Mrs. Gilbert. I'll give you a call when we get your lab results back.
Just give me a sec.
How was the doctor?
Fine.
Did he have anything to say? I mean, did he sign off on the form for the life insurance?
Give me a second and I'll come in and tell you.
Hey, sweetie. You okay?
Yeah, I just had to catch my breath.
Hey, did you talk to the doctor about that?
Yeah, I mentioned it.
Well, what did he say?
Well, not much. They have to run some tests.
Okay. Well, do you have to go back for that, or?
No. They drew blood already, and Dr. Alberts he's going to call me when they get the results in.
Did he say anything about your energy levels or what that could be? I mean,
nothing I didn't know already.
What do you mean?
He said I'm fat, and that's probably why I'm tired.
Oh, God, he called you fat?
No, well, not exactly. He said my BMI put me in the obese range.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon.
Jonas, well, we're not exactly the picture of health. I'm not surprised. I should have gotten ahead of this sooner.
But, I mean, it's not that bad, is it? I mean, so we indulge every now and then. Everybody does that. It's not like we're eating McDonald's every night.
No, but we get takeout or go out to eat more often than not. It's my fault. I should be cooking us healthy meals at home.
Well, Dr. Alberts didn't give you any reason to worry, did he?
Well, no. He just said to wait for the blood test to come back, and he referred me to a nutritionist.
Okay. Well, that all sounds good. I mean, I'm sure you're going to be fine. So, do you think it's going to cause a problem with the life insurance policy? Or?
Well, I don't know. I'm not too concerned about that. I think it was just a bureaucratic thing. He just needs to sign a form and fax it in.
So when do you think you're going into the nutritionist then?
Oh, I was going to call the office tomorrow to make an appointment. I'm not sure how far in advance they can take new patients.
Well, and I know this is bad, but hear me out.
Jonas.
The fair is going on the next couple of weeks.
Oh, of course it is. Great timing.
I think it is great timing. I mean, we should go one last hurrah, you know? I mean, we've gone for years. It's a tradition.
Jonas, you know, all we do at the fair is eat. And it's like the worst food we could choose right now.
Yeah, right. I mean, I know that, but we're about to go on a diet. I mean, don't you think we should get all of our cravings out of the way before we start eating nothing but skinless chicken and broccoli?
We can eat more than skinless chicken and broccoli.
Yeah, but not much more, I'm guessing. Come on, Jody. Just think of the deep-fried Oreos.
Oh, you know right where to get me. Well, I actually heard they added some more gourmet food this year, too. Have you heard of Peary's Farm? They have a stand this year selling stuffed and deep-fried artichokes.
Blah! No thanks. Give me a funnel cake any day. No need to waste money on vegetables at the fair.
But they're stuffed and deep-fried. I assure you, there's no vegetable taste left. I've heard rave reviews about them.
So you're in?
What?
Come on, Jody. We have to go. You'll regret it once you steam vegetables and Brussels sprouts or start rolling in.
Okay, you win. Let's go to the fair. But after that, no more. We're going to do whatever my nutritionist instructs. Deal?
Deal. This is gonna be great. Let's go this weekend. I can already taste the kettle corn.
Greetings. You've reached Jonas.
And Jody Gilbert. We're sorry we missed your call.
But leave your name and number and we'll get back to you just as soon as we can.
Thank you.
Hello, this message is for Jody Gilbert. This is Dr. Alberts calling with your blood test results. Please call my office back as soon as possible. The number is 555-8301. If it's after hours when you get this message, please call my personal...
Hello, Dr. Alberts?
Oh, hello. Is Mrs. Gilbert available?
No, I'm afraid not. Is everything okay?
Well, it would be best if I speak to her as soon as possible.
Well, can you just tell me? I mean, I should be in her file. We always give permission to our doctors to disclose medical information to each other. Jonas Gilbert, her husband?
Let me take a look here. Oh, yes, yes, you're listed here as an authorized party. Mr. Gilbert, I need to see your wife in the office at her earliest convenience.
What exactly is the problem?
We got her blood results back, and there were high levels of troponin T in Mrs. Gilbert's system.
What does that mean?
Troponin T is a protein that the heart releases when it has been damaged.
Damaged? How?
It seems that Mrs. Gilbert has suffered one or several cardiac incidents. She is in grave danger. We need to send her to a specialist, a cardiologist, to get the full scope of damage and determine the proper course of treatment.
Well, how is that possible? I mean, she hasn't complained of chest pain or anything.
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Gilbert, it is quite common for women to have a heart attack and to ignore the symptoms. Mrs. Gilbert has been ignoring a lot of warning signs with her health. I just wish this news comes sooner. It's not too late, though. Please tell her to call my office to make an appointment. We'll squeeze her in first thing on Monday.
Okay, Doc. Well, thanks for letting me know. I'll be sure to tell her.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbert.
I am so excited. Where should we go first, savory or sweet? I heard they have deep-fried moon pies this year. Oh, but look, there's the fried gator stand right there. I love that dipping sauce they have. You can dip anything in that sauce and it would taste amazing.
Okay, take it easy, Templeton.
Well, you know what good old Templeton would say. He would say something like, good thing come to those who find and shove it in their mouths.
Lovely. Just what I needed to hear before a night of binge eating.
Come on, Jody. Aren't you excited?
Yeah. I'm just not feeling 100%. Oh, hey, did you check the machine when you got home? Any messages from the doctor's office?
Yeah, I checked the machine, but no word. You'll probably hear from them next week. You know, it takes forever to get those tests back.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm just not feeling myself.
You're probably just hungry. Now, what do you say? Let's go get some gator.
Oh, well, that sauce really is always so good.
Well, let's go.
Our ship's about to come on in. Check out them two polkas heading our way, 12 o'clock.
Now hush, Earl, that ain't nice.
Ooh, she a big one, that for sure. $5 say they asked for extra sauce.
Hi, folks. What can we help you with tonight?
Hi there. Man, I am so happy to see you guys here this year again. You're one of my favorites.
Oh, well, how about that? I take it you're after some fried gator?
We sure are. Two orders, please.
Jonas, why don't we share an order?
You on a diet or something, darling?
Not yet. It's our last hurrah.
Yeah, starting that diet tomorrow, are ya? Well, I know how that one go.
Jonas, let's go. He's making fun of us.
Who cares? He's a nobody. Okay, make that one order. But extra sauce, please. That spicy kind that makes it so good.
Coming right up, sweethearts.
Now, there'll be seven of them dollars.
Here you go.
Get them while they're hot. Any fresher than they'd try to bite your back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Let's go over to those picnic tables over there.
Ha! Told ya! You owe me $5. I can spot an onka from a mile away.
Earl, try and be more understanding. You're not exactly Miss America.
Well, no, but at least I know when to stop. Them folk look like they blew right through that red light several times. What it look like?
Oh, man! These are even better than I remember!
Yeah, that sauce is really good. They should bottle this stuff.
Yeah, I'd pay big money for that recipe.
Hey, Jonas.
Yeah? What's the matter?
I think we should go home. This was enough for me.
Oh, why? You're not letting that redneck carny get under your skin, are you?
Oh, I know what it must look like.
The two of us rolling up to the fried food stands. No self-control.
Forget about that. This is our last night of freedom. Now, you know what tastes good after this spicy food?
I don't know. I'm really not feeling great.
I know what will make you feel better. Deep fried Oreos.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay, yeah, that does sound really good, actually.
That's the ticket? Now let's go find them. Hey, look! It's that corn dog stand from last year. I forgot all about them. Remember how good they were?
Yeah, they were really good, but I'm close to my limit. We really shouldn't have gotten that second order of deep-fried Oreos. Especially after that cheesesteak.
Sorry. You know I love cheesesteak at the fair. Better than Philly, I swear. And those fried Oreos were amazing.
Yeah, you know the Oreos are my favorite. But I'm not feeling so great. Can we sit down for a second?
Of course. Of course. How about you sit down, and I'll get us a corn dog to split. That'll perk you right up.
Wait, will you get me a bottle of water, too?
Anything for you, sweetheart. Hi. Do you have those foot-long corn dogs you had last year?
We sure do. How many?
Just one, and a bottle of water.
That's all you want, sugar? Look like you can handle more than that.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking a breather. Hit the fried Oreos a little too hard.
I know how that goes, Pumpkin. Occupational hazard. You want some ketchup or mustard with this?
Yeah, a little of both.
You got it. Hi, Leroy! Give me a fresh frankfurter and a bottle of water. That'll be $8 for the dog in the water, sweetie.
Here you go. I don't need any change.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. That's so sweet of you. Here's your corn dog. You enjoy.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good night. Hey, Jody, feeling any better?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just had to catch my breath. Got a little overheated. You know how that goes.
You want some of this corn dog?
No, you go ahead. I'm gonna have some of this water.
All right. Jody, you have to try this. It's so good!
Okay. Save me half. But this is the end, okay?
Yeah. That's okay. Want to start making our way back to the car?
Yeah, I'm good. Let's go.
Here, you have the rest of this.
Mmm. Oh, God, it's a good thing the fair only comes to town once a year.
That batter is amazing, right?
Mmm. It's much better than those frozen corn dogs we sometimes get from the store.
Jody, look! It's that artichoke place you were talking about.
Oh, no, Jonas, I'm about to bust.
But you really wanted to try them, remember?
I really don't think I can do
Come
it.
Come on. We can get them to go.
Okay. Fine. I don't have any fight left in me. All the dough has absorbed it.
Hello there. Welcome to Peary's Farm Organic Locally Grown Artichokes. My name is Beckett, and I'll be guiding you through your order today.
Well, this is a fancy outfit you got here, Beckett. Now, we've heard wonderful things about your stuffed and deep-fried artichokes.
Indeed. Each artichoke is certified organic and comes straight from the farm to the stand right here. We put the artichokes through a fresh spring water rinse first, of course.
Uh-huh.
And then we prepare the artichoke to be stuffed, making sure we trim off the pointed tips of the leaves. Then we take our signature mix of artisanal seasoned breadcrumbs, organic garlic, and celery-aged Romano cheese, and lightly toss with freshly pressed extra virgin olive oil from our sister farm in Spain. It is from organic olives, naturally.
Jonas, I'm really not feeling well.
Let's just forget about the artichokes.
Hey, Beckett, is it? Yeah, could we just skip the lengthy description and just get an order to go? My wife is feeling a bit faint.
Hey, don't worry, I'm almost finished. What's... Now, once we have stuffed the artichoke, we then dip it in a quail egg rinse and coat it with the finest grade of panko breadcrumbs. I will then submerge the artichoke into our truffle-infused vegetable oil that has been refined 5 times for ultimate clarity. Once the artichoke is fried, I will lightly drizzle a balsamic basil reduction over it and sprinkle a dash of Parmesan cheese to finish the dish. Does this interest you today, sir?
Yeah, you bet. Fry it up.
Oh, certainly, I will prepare the order for you at once.
Well, how long will that take?
Just a few minutes.
What do we owe you?
That will be $17.
What? No, thank you. We're fine.
No. Please, go ahead and complete the order. In a to-go box, if you have it.
Our deep-fried stuffed artichokes are the best enjoyed right after they have finished frying. The integrity of the dish will be compromised if it is not eaten soon after its preparation.
Well, we're willing to take that chance.
Yes, sir. Coming right up, sir.
That artichoke smells amazing. You sure you don't want to try a little of it?
I am feeling a bit better. Maybe I can manage a bite. I still can't believe you paid $17 for that thing.
Last hurrah! It should be good. I mean, what a weird guy, huh? I wonder how many times he had to repeat that spiel. You'd think he'd slow down business a little bit.
Oh my God, Jonas. This is heaven.
I knew you'd bounce back. Glad you like it.
I would die happy. This is so good. Wait. There's a strange aftertaste. I'm not sure what that is, but...
Jody? Jody? Jody, are you okay?
Hospital.
Stay with me, Jody. Stay with me. The hospital isn't far. Hang on, honey.
Mr. Gilbert?
Yes? How is she?
Mr. Gilbert, I'm Dr. Wheeler. I performed the emergency bypass surgery on your wife. Can you step into my office, please?
Just tell me! I'm sorry, it's just... Is Jody gonna be okay?
I need you to come with me, Mr. Gilbert. It's best to speak in private.
Yeah, okay. Let's go then.
Have a seat.
What's going on? Is it serious? Did she pull through?
I'm sorry to tell you that your wife expired during the surgery.
But how? You must be mistaken. My wife is Jody Gilbert. She had a heart attack. People have heart attacks all the time. I rushed her to the hospital as soon as it happened.
We're so sorry, Mr. Gilbert. There was too much damage. Were you aware she had suffered previous heart attacks?
No. No, I wasn't.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Gilbert. Have you made arrangements in case something like this happened?
No. No pre-made arrangements.
Well, if you have life insurance, that should help. We also have a social worker who can suggest an appropriate funeral home. Our deepest condolences. We hope
Thank
that...
You. Yes. Yes, I'll get in touch with the insurance folks.
And, Mr. Gilbert, one more thing.
Yes?
I highly recommend you see your general practitioner about your own condition. Get a full physical so you can avoid any other unfortunate surprises.
I beg your pardon?
If I may be so bold, Mr. Gilbert, you and your wife's lifestyle played no small part in what happened here today. I'm just suggesting you make sure you're paying attention to your health, even though This is a difficult time.
You're right. This is a difficult time. Thank you anyway.
Good luck, Mr. Gilbert.
Get in, quickly.
So how much am I getting?
What? Nothing yet. Listen, I need to know what you put in that artichoke.
You said you didn't want to know details. You just wanted it done.
Well, to get the insurance money, they're gonna have to do an autopsy. And I'm nervous. Are they gonna find traces of anything?
She died of a heart attack, dude. I don't think they're going to question that. Your old lady was a hefty broad. You know, 1 + 1 = 2, you know.
I need to know. It happened really quickly. I mean, was it poison?
Not exactly. It was cocaine.
Cocaine? They're going to find that in her system and know something's not right.
No, man, we're covered. You said her doc had test results saying she was one donut away from a fatal heart attack. And you took her on a fatty farewell buffet. Like a lamb to slaughter, they won't suspect a thing.
Mr. Sanders?
Yes, Dr. Wheeler. Any update on Jonas?
Unfortunately, your brother-in-law's condition has worsened. He's in a diabetic coma, and I'm worried we're going to have to amputate his left leg below the knee.
Oh, jeez, really? I can't believe this. I kept telling him to go get a checkup. He just wouldn't listen. So, does that mean that the surgery for the ulcers didn't improve things?
I'm afraid not. We did what we could, but Mr. Gilbert was very negligent, and by the time he sought treatment, the ulcers were very serious.
When do you have to make a call?
We should schedule the surgery for today. There's a surgeon on staff who is very skilled at these kinds of procedures, and he's here and available. You have power of attorney for Mr. Gilbert's medical decisions, correct?
Yeah. After my sister passed away, I'm his next of kin. But how am I supposed to make that kind of a call? What are the chances of him coming out of the coma soon?
We can't say for sure, but Mr. Gilbert's condition has only worsened since he arrived 2 weeks ago. We need you to make the decision for him. Let me know if you need to speak to someone. We have a social worker or a chaplain. I can...
No. No need.
Mr. Sanders?
Amputate it.
Your prickly spines conceal a tender heart.
No ordinary ornament.
Who dares to scrape you with their teeth will find that everything seems sweet.
Your scaly petals spiral round your core.
You always leave me wanting more.
I but leave unsatisfied.
You only whet my appetite.
Turtle green, I greedily devour. Open up to me just like the delicatest flower. I send to you this lover's note, my secret hope,
my artichoke.
My artichoke, my artichoke, my artichoke.
Thank you.
Slowly lift away your every overlapping layer. I send to you this lover's note, my secret hope, my artichoke. My artichoke, my artichoke, my artichoke. Best defense.
Oh, thistle, oh, you succulent.
No epicure can long resist the urge to taste you on their lips. Armored blossom, I would steam you gently. Show you my devotion, dear, if only you would let me. I send to you this lover's note,
my secret hope,
my artichoke.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, this was Charming Disaster. Please give them another warm hand. They are really right up our dark alley. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Oh, buddy, what's with the long face? It's Thanksgiving. We're surrounded by the warm glow of both family and friends. What gives, eh?
Oh, hey, Mikey Brooklyn. I don't know. I just can't seem to win.
Win what?
Janice over there. She won't pay me any mind. Not with Barry over there stealing all my thunder making those Thanksgiving signature cocktails. I just can't compete. All I brought with me to this party is this gourd.
A gourd? What's the matter with you? All right, chin up, guy. I got this. Come here. Hey, you Barry?
He sure is.
I'm Barry. Want one of my special Thanksgiving signature cocktails?
They're so dreamy.
Sure.
Here you go. You're gonna love it. It's my own recipe. Hey!
Thank you, call that?
I call that a Plymouth Continental. Didn't you like it?
No, not at all. Hey, did you know that my buddy Bill over here made this cocktail you gotta try called the Pilgrim's Bride?
I did?
Yeah, you did. Using cordially Brooklyn organic syrups. Let me shake this up for you. There you go, sweetheart. Drink this instead. Your night will instantly get better.
You made this, Bill? I am so impressed, honey.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
But I gotta be honest, Mikey Brooklyn. I sure like the way you shook that shaker. Now you know how to serve a lady.
That's what I do, babe.
First Barry, now Mikey Brooklyn. What am I, Miles Standish over here?
Take it from Mikey Brooklyn. Cordially Brooklyn is focused on making small batch organic syrups and shrubs for professionals and home bartenders alike using only the finest local ingredients. Get all the info at cordiallybrooklyn.com and start drinking like an actual person today.
Jonathan Swift once scrawled, "He was a bold man that first ate an oyster." Are you bold enough to hang on for one last salacious spoonful? Well, we call this our last tale of the evening. It's in the post.
I don't know. Wait, I just saw him.
Come on. That's the best stag I ever seen in these parts. We gotta bag him.
Look, Jed, there he goes.
at that sign.
No trespassing.
Nah, they won't mind. We'll be out here no time. We got them now.
I'm with you. We're so close.
Hey, Tom, bet you $100. I'm the one who bags them.
You're on.
Hey, Tom.
What?
What's that up ahead? Can that be?
That's so weird. Is that...
It can't be.
The stag? Sort of looks like... Oh! What's that smell?
Jeez! Oh, that's awful!
Oh, the stag, look! It seems to be stuck in something. That can't be quicksand, can it?
Yeah. Well, it's a little hard to see in this light, but... Yeah, is it... Is that him? That smell is absolutely horrible! Oh, man. What did we just step in?
I can't take the smell, Jed. I think I'm gonna... Whoa!
Oh, this stuff we just stepped in! Oh!
Oh, it's not... It's not... Hey! Is it crawling up my leg?
Hey, Tom! Tom, I'm stuck, Tom!
Oh, help!
I'm stuck! Oh, my God!
Oh, it hurts!
My God!
Darn.
What are we doing wrong?
We have this nice rooftop to plant our garden. Plenty of sun and everything, but
these green beans just look... They're sad.
Maybe they'll look better once we boil them.
I don't think they can afford to get any scrawnier. If we boil them, they'll probably just completely disappear from existence.
Hey there, neighbors.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
What are you two doing up here?
Just harvesting our anemic green beans.
Oh, poor green beans. I feel sorry for them.
You know, I'm always hearing about how green your thumb is. Maybe you could help us. We want to start growing our own food, but how can we get our rooftop garden jazzed up? How do you do it?
Oh, well, I have my own section in the community garden by Vanderbilt.
You do?
I can already tell you the reason you're having trouble. You're not composting properly from what I can see here.
Compost? You mean like fertilizer? We bought a bag from Home Depot.
Well, that's not being true to growing pure food organically. You make compost from table scraps, peels from fruit, cut grass and soil, etc. You just mix it all together and it gets broken down into fertilizer. The best kind, as opposed to the chemically treated junk they sell at Home Depot.
Oh.
Why don't you two join me and Teddy? We're going to the farmer's market in Amesley. Tag along. It's all locally sourced foods. You'll love it.
Oh, I'm totally in.
You wouldn't be third and fourth wheels on your date?
Oh, please. Teddy loves to show off his knowledge of all things gardening and organic, especially in front of the ladies. Come along.
Oh, here. Oh, take a bite of this apple, Snow White. Oh. This is what a quality, locally grown apple tastes like.
Thanks.
Oh, wow. Just wow. So good.
Those apples are great for sure, but I would definitely make some room in your baskets for those radishes, red potatoes, and of course the kale. The kale they have here will make your toes curl with delight.
Kale can do that.
No, she's right. No, that kale is life-changing. Grab some.
I love kale. Thanks so much for taking us here, Sarah and Teddy. Keep schooling us.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Wait. Stop the presses.
What is it?
Oh, there's still a few left.
Ladies, today is our lucky day.
Those Artichokes?
Get them all, Sarah, before anyone else sees.
Oh, absolutely.
Those must be some very special artichokes.
Oh, and this is a great price for them, too. Oh,
wow, that's a good price? It still seems pretty expensive.
No, they usually go for a lot more. I mean, that's because these are not just artichokes. Those are Peary's Farm Organic Artichokes. Each one is... It's a bundle of pure heaven. I mean, just look at the fullness, the richness of color, and you see that slight orange tint on the tips of the buds is super unique. And it means it's rich in antioxidants.
Yeah, I'm actually not that big into artichokes, so...
Did you hear that, Sarah? Danielle is not into artichokes. Okay. Listen up. You two are coming back to me and Sarah's, and we are going to change the way you think about these artichokes forever.
Yes! Let's start heading back soon. Both of you come to our place, and I'll make something special with the Peary's Farm artichokes for dinner. Believe it or not, I used to be like you, Danielle, but once you try these artichokes...
Oh, if you don't love these artichokes, I will give you each $100. And you know how much I hate to part with my money.
Okay, you weren't kidding.
Amazeballs.
We hate to tell you, Danielle.
But we told you so.
Pass the tray this way again, if you don't mind. How can an artichoke be this awesome? It's how you prepared it, right?
No, we didn't have to do much. Just taste the flesh of that puppy.
See? This shows the true potential of pure, locally grown food.
No pesticides, sketchy GMOs.
I just have to say, it's so good to bond with other vegetarians like this. I don't miss eating meat one bit. Especially when you can eat meals as delicious as this one. Thank you so much, Sarah and Teddy, for sharing all of this with us and being such good friends. A toast!
Aww.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Cheers. You know, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but yeah, how did we get our hands on some more of these artichokes?
So I can keep my $100. Yeah, great!
Well, maybe we could take a trip to Peary's Farm. I don't think it's all that far from here, at least by car.
What a great idea. I mean, we've been meaning to check it out. We can all pile into my Prius and ride up next weekend. You can get them direct from the source.
Oh, can we?
Let me know. I am down, Charlie Brown.
Don't like the noise the car was making on the way over here.
I just got it inspected. It should be fine. I mean, we put a lot of miles on it. It's allowed to make any noises it wants.
You know, I wonder if we should have bought that Subaru Forester instead of the Prius.
Uh-uh. Do you know what the carbon footprint that guzzler leaves behind?
So, this is Peary's Farm. It's not what I imagined it would be.
They do things more simply here.
I like it that way. No flash, all substance. Just a few simple carts with what looks like some very lovely artichokes.
Nice!
There seems to be hardly anyone here.
I think they're probably closing for the day soon.
We will be, but please feel free.
Yeah, take your time.
Hi! You wouldn't happen to be the Peary's, would you?
Well, that would be too much of a coincidence.
Well, that's who you happen to be talking to. Whit Peary, this is my younger brother, Scott.
Oh,
wait, you're just like a
weird name. Oh, okay.
Howdy! Like,
oh. Well, I think we'd all like to take home some of your famous artichokes. Well,
by all means, please do.
Well, great. Who do we pay? You guys?
I can take care of that for you.
it looks like you two are coming back from the fields after a long day of work. You work the fields and run the cash register as well?
It's just me, my brother Scott, and sister Amy, that's it. It's family owned and run.
Well, if things get too busy, sometimes we hire a day laborer or two, or someone to staff the register. It does get to be a bit much sometimes, especially as the artichokes keep winning awards like this.
We get on fine as it is. We like to do as much ourselves as possible. Yeah.
Well, yup, that's true, Whit. It's when things get too big that you lose sight of why you started the thing in the first place. Scott, Whit, you need a hand here?
This is my sister Amy that we told you about.
Give her a hand with her wheelchair, Scott.
I'm okay. I can ring you up. Where are you folks from?
We just drove up from Perry Heights.
City folk, eh?
Oh, not to worry, Miss Peary. We're not your typical city folk. I grew up in the country, actually.
Mm-hmm. You must get so many annoying hipsters out here.
Sarah, can you settle for us? I'll go bring the car around.
Yeah, no problem. That's a good idea.
I can't remember the last time I was in Perry Heights. Jeez, I must have been 18 or so. So long ago. I hear it's changed a lot now.
Yeah, it's all... What's the word?
Gentrified?
Yeah. That's the word, whatever.
Well, thank the Lord for these kids you call hipsters. I like them very much. They appreciate what we do and have helped to make what we produce on this farm very popular. Well, especially our artichokes. You're lucky there's still some left after today.
Hasn't hurt our bank book, I'll say.
Yeah, you know, I don't judge these hipster kids, whatever the hell. They're just different, all right? They're like us. They live and let live. That's what I'm saying. It takes all kinds to make a world, you know?
This is very embarrassing, but would anyone be able to give me a jump with my car?
Battery's gone out on you. Yeah, give me a sec. Be right with you.
What did I tell him? Oh, God.
I hope they can get the car started. I have to do stuff later. We're so far from everything.
I think probably just needs a jump. Scott's on a job. The cables are in the back seat, Scott.
Usually, these artichokes are $10 each, but, well, since you folks are having such a rough day, let's give them to you for, well, let's say $5 each.
Really? Wow.
That means I can afford to grab a few more.
Oh, go right ahead.
That is really wonderfully kind of you, Mrs. Peary.
Would you happen to take plastic?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Cash only.
Oh, I can cover you. I do still owe you for the internet bill, so we're square.
Oh, thanks, Rumi.
Well...
Any luck with the car?
It doesn't look like it's turning over.
Oh, boy.
What are we gonna do if we can't get it started?
Okay, here they come. I don't like the look on their faces.
Can we just get the car towed to the nearest station?
It's Sunday. None of them garages are open on around here.
Oh.
What are we gonna do? I had plans.
Okay, let's keep our cool. We'll figure this out. It's not the first time in human history something like this has happened.
Oh, I think the starter's done for. Definitely needs to go to the shop. Now, don't worry, kids. Why don't you just stay with us for the night? I'm sure Amy can cook one of her unbelievable suppers, and we got a couple spare rooms. Is that all right with you, Amy?
Sure. Why not?
Are you sure it's all right? That wouldn't be an inconvenience to you?
Are you sure you're not putting your sister on the spot, Mr. Peary?
Come on, sis. It'll be fine. How often do we have guests? Like, never. We could use a little company here. I could, for sure.
should be fine, Amy, for one night.
It's the Christian thing to do. The nearest hotel is 90 miles. Truth be told, I am beat. We just spent an entire day in the fields. I'd rather not drive these folks all that way if I don't have to.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
We really don't want to impose.
No, it's all right. Come inside. I am going to make you a meal you will not ever forget. I'm going to serve you the good stuff, the best stuff that we produce on this farm.
I just hope none of you are meat eaters.
Nope, we're all about the fruits and vegetables.
Wow, same as us. Wonderful. Come on in then.
Whit, Scott, Amy, what can I say? Have you ever thought of going into the restaurant business?
I am going to burst, but I think I need one more helping of that butternut squash casserole. I just can't. It's so good.
And everything we're eating comes directly from this farm. That is remarkable. We are so lucky.
Well, everything on this table we harvested from our farm. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it.
Oh, I can't get over how good all this is.
What is your secret? Why do your vegetables, your artichokes in particular, taste just exponentially better than anyone else's?
It's no secret, really, that this is what happens when you take the time and care to do things the right way. Mm-hmm. That's why we'll always want Peary's Farm to stay small, family-owned, and true to our mission, to grow the best quality, pure, and organic foods on the market.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Amen to that, indeed.
So there's just the three of you here alone on the farm. No one else lives here?
Yep.
You live here full time. You don't have families of your own.
Oh, Danielle, I think that's a bit too personal a question, don't you think?
No, it's just the three of us, and our work is our life. Our folks passed this place on to us, and we've made it our life's work as well.
But it must get lonesome.
It does.
But we're doing God's work, and we love doing God's work.
Amen. He said a true thing just there, Whit. To answer your question, young lady, we take care of one another. That's what brothers and sisters do, right?
Hey, want to hear a joke?
Sure.
Okay, I got this one from Reader's Digest. A stripper visits an old man, knocks on his door, says to him, "Would you like to have super sex?" And the old man says, the old man says, "I'll have the soup." So, or sex? Soup?
That's a good one. I think I heard that one before.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm all worn out from this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Scott, just do me a favor. Show them to their rooms like a good lad.
Sure thing. This way, folks.
Well, we'll probably be up before you tomorrow. I'll just leave a nice breakfast out on the table for you. Just you go ahead and help yourselves. Well, then we'll get you all sorted out with a tow for your vehicle.
Thank you so much, Ms. Peary, for all of your kindness and hospitality.
Oh, well, it was our pleasure, child. You sleep well.
I I can't get over that meal, Sarah.
Oh, me neither. I feel like this is a magical place.
But what's up with the Peeries?
They've been very nice to us. They fed us an amazing meal and have given us a very comfy place to sleep. I feel like we owe them big time.
Yeah, I know. But they're so... I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, they are a little eccentric, I suppose.
They don't look well.
Well, they are getting on in years.
They all look yellow and jaundiced. And it's not from age, either. By the way, I didn't like how that Scott creep kept ogling you in particular.
Yeah, I know, but he's harmless. I mean, poor guy has no life.
Don't you think it's weird that three siblings live here cut off from everyone with no family or anything?
I think it's kind of adorable, actually. In a creepy Addams Family kind of way.
Yeah, if you say so. Oh, yeah, on a different subject, can you do me a favor?
What?
I like your friend Marianne a lot, but can we ditch that Danielle in the future? I mean, she's so annoying and whiny.
She's just a little younger than us. She has a little growing up to do, is all.
Now, do you notice she never says thank you for anything? And so pushy, too.
Well, I hope they can't hear you, Mr. Judgy McJudgerson. They're in the next room over there, you know.
Sarah, I can't sleep.
Don't worry. We'll worry about the mechanic bill when the time comes.
No, it's not that.
What's the matter, then?
I know the Peeries must have some kind of a secret as to what makes their food so incredible.
I'm sure that they do.
And everyone's totally out in the cold right now. Or they're out cold right now. Why don't we snoop around a little?
Oh, honey, I'm sure they'll give us a tour in the morning.
Oh, and show us all their trade secrets? I doubt it.
What are you doing?
Putting my shoes on.
You're not going out there. That's ridiculous.
Come with. I have a good hunch. I know what their secret is.
Teddy!
I'm just gonna snoop around for a few minutes. No harm, no foul. Come on.
Oh, for crying out, Teddy!
Danielle, where are Sarah and Teddy?
Their car's still out there. I'm sure they're here somewhere. Did you check the bathroom?
Well, I've been looking around, but I can't find them.
Well, old lady Peary did not lie. Look at this amazing breakfast. I'm starving.
That was so nice of her. She is so sweet.
Yeah, well, she gives me the creeps. They all do.
Shh, that's not a very nice thing to say after how well they've treated us.
Just be honest, okay? Oh, they're seriously weird, okay? They look all, I don't know. Oh my god, this muffin is off the chain, by the way. I don't know what the...
Come on, let's find Sarah and Teddy. I want to get out of here and go home.
So they give you the creeps as well. Be honest, let's just find the Peeries and ask them.
Oh, look. What's that there?
It's a note.
Well, what does it say?
Hi, kids. Help yourself to breakfast. Gone to church. Be back later.
But it's Monday. They go to church on Monday?
Those freaks probably go every day.
Danielle, let's just go try to find our friends. Come on. Oh, it's so windy out today.
I'm freezing. I'm turning back.
You will not. Come with me.
The Peeries will be back soon. I bet Sarah and Teddy are back there now.
Sarah? Sarah!
Oh my god!
Sarah!
That sign! It says, keep out! Only farm employees pass this point.
point.
Forget the damn sign. Come on.
Dara! What's that awful smell?
That must be the compost mound. Wow, it's enormous. Wait.
By very special instruments and vehicles. The bacteria has a very aggressive appetite that very rapidly breaks down whatever falls into it. It's a Beery family trade secret.
Until now.
Every now and then, an animal. Yes, once in a blue moon, a human being trespasses on our land and gets stuck in it. Sort of like a fly getting stuck in a spider web. But that's not what we want in our compost, ideally. But you know what? For my money, it's still the best post known to man. Like I say, it takes all kinds to make a world.
Yell all you want, girls. There's no one here for miles.
And we're closed on Mondays.
So you've learned our family secret. A secret that has been guarded for generations. But when it comes down to it, girls, you really just have two choices left. You can walk towards the compost, or you can walk towards us. You probably don't want to walk towards us. And now, Ms. Martina da Silva.
Don't eat no meat.
trip. One day we had a banquet. It really was a bake. They started out with short ribs and finished with a steak. But when the feast was over, Brother Henry just kept his seat, and we served the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. Our banquet was most proper, right down to demitasse, from soup and lox and bagels and pheasant under glass. Class. We thought the chops were mellow. He said the chops were beef. We served the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. We served the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. He's an egg man. Henry don't eat no meat. He loves a pullet. Henry don't eat no meat. A vegetarian. Henry? Come in, Mother. Soup's on! Henry don't eat no meat.
Thank you, Ms. Martina da Silva. That was the most appropriately wicked and well-aimed version of the old standard, Save the Bones for Henry Jones. Well, so that concludes tonight's program, folks. We do hope you enjoyed it. Please, give us a huge hand for our exceptional cast. Mr. James Reeser. Ms. Courtney Gillian-Cholovich. Mr. Michael Pate. Ms. Allison Gwynn. Mr. Eric Davey Gislason. Ms. Casey LaForest. Mr. Bill Heidrich. And Mr. Alan LaForest. Our otherworldly musical score was improvised and performed by on the accordion by the fabulous Mr. Tim Clough. Let's also hear it again for our lovely chanteuse, Ms. Martina da Silva. Our sinister theme music is by BAFTA award-winning composer, Mr. Jason Graves. Find more information, yes, about him, including links to his Twitters and Facebooks at jasongraves.com. Our production sound designer is the amazing and unbeatable Mr. Greg Russ. Special thanks to the amazing and most warm, welcoming, and hospitable staff here at the Slipper Room. Our show was written by Mr. Sylvan Sandovar and Mrs. Rebecca Graves. It was produced by myself, Mr. Daniel Graves, Mrs. Rebecca Graves, and Mr. Gustavo Rodriguez. Our production coordinator is Ms. Dahlia Mazal, and production assistant is Brontis Shane Arengo. Once again, extra special thanks to Ovation TV and Rocket Hub for selecting us to participate in their creative studio initiative, where crowdfunding meets TV. We've had a blast being part of it. And big thanks to all of our wonderful funders whose generosity has made our campaign a success. Thank you. Our campaign ends on the 18th, so there are still 3 days left to help fan the flames of our fireside. Find us on rockethub.com. We return to the Slipper Room Sunday, December 27th at 7 p.m. with our annual Holiday Haunts show.
Tickets are available on slipperroom.com. For all things Fireside, including links to our celebrated podcast and show listings and lots of other fun stuff, simply go to firesidemysterytheater.com. You can listen to us for free on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and our newest partner, Audio Boom. Follow our adventures on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And for those of you still seated, remain that way. Charming Disaster, who you heard earlier this evening, this amazing duo that we are so excited to have part of our show, Charming Disaster folks, they will be performing a full set of ghostly murder ballads, along with some other surprises, so stick around. This is your very own Ali Silva. Reminding you once again that as you've cleared the table for the evening, perhaps you might want to go outside and walk off some of that meal. But take heed. Take heed of that drop in the temperature and what might be hiding behind the sounds and sights of the warm and familiar. For it is there that you must mind the shadows. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Fireside Mystery Theater. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and please rate and review us on iTunes. For live show dates, please visit our website at firesidemysterytheater.com. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, be sure to mind the shadows.